Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Thank you for taking time out to tune us in this morning. We invite you to church today here at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. Our Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock, worship at 10:45, back at 5 o'clock in the evening, and then, of course, on Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock for the prayer meeting. And we invite you to come be with us today and throughout the week, and count it a real privilege to be in your place of listening this morning. Try to bring to you the Word of God. The most important thing in our lives is the Word of God. And by it we obtain salvation. By it we obtain growth and grace and knowledge. By it we learn the home in heaven. And it's our life. And I appreciate the Word of God this morning. We need to get back to the book back in these days in our country, where the Word of God isn't very relevant to most folks today. I tell you, it's a very important book this morning, and it's more, he values it more than his word, and so it's more than his name. His word is valued more than his name. That's what the Bible said. And so we're glad to be here this morning and invite you to come and be with us today. We want to pray for the shut-ins, those that are not able to get out, to be in the house of God today. Trust that you'll just look to the Lord and find your grace this morning, find your help in the time of your need. Sometimes we can't do anything that we want to do, but we can pray and we can trust. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not in thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I'm glad we've got somebody we can depend on this morning. I want to send it out to all of our shut-ins today that's not able to get out to be in the house of God this morning. Also, those that bereave, we want to remember them in prayer today, that's lost loved ones, and those that's going through sicknesses and times of testing in their life. I want to remember them in prayer today, that God would give strength and grace for this day and as they look to the Lord this morning. And then, of course, the sinners this morning, those that's not saved. Oh, what a precious time it is to get born again today. Always a good time to get saved. It's always a good time when the Spirit of God is drawing your heart and reminding you that you're a sinner and drawing you to Himself. It's a time to get saved by God's amazing grace. Pray for our country this morning. Our country needs prayer. I tell you, we're seeing so much sin in our society today, so much rebellion and violence and things that are taking place in our land today, and through unbelief. When folk don't trust the Lord, and when a nation doesn't honor God, it will have repercussions on the society that we're living in. And we're seeing the days today of Sodom and Gomorrah, when all of the homos were parading in the streets and weren't ashamed of what they were doing. We're seeing that very thing today. I make no apologies for saying that, and brother, it's happening. You and I both know that. There's no shame today. And perversion, those sins of the flesh, same-sex unions and same-sex marriages, that's alien from God. That's not in the Word of God. And the male and female is what God made man, and that's the way they intend to be. And so it's just good to be here this morning. Pray for our nation today, that God would speak and lead the leaders of our land, speak to the hearts of those that are taking the forefront lead in our country, that God would give them wisdom, and pray that they would look to the Lord for wisdom and strength for this day. Father, as we bow in your presence again, we're so grateful for the Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord, that you looked down upon this old sinful world. You gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Thank you for your gift to us for salvation. Thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit that draws us to him and shows us the Savior this morning, crucified, buried, and risen, and resurrected today, seated at the right hand of God, expecting till one day his enemies be made his footstool. I'm glad there's hope for the future this morning, Lord, but we do need your help as a country. Oh, God, there's sin everywhere. Look around us, and there's so much perversion in society and sin affecting our children's lives, and oh, so many things that churches are being affected by the perversion of our land today. But oh, God, help us to be a light in the midst of a sinful world, and let our light so shine before men they might see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Have your way this morning. Help us in the broadcast as we open the Word of God. And we'll bless you and thank you and honor you for all you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen today. All right. We're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to you today as they sing. Amen. I believe that. I believe God will take care of his own. I'm glad we're in the hand of the Father and filled with the Spirit and led by his Son, led by his Word. And let's just know that God takes care of those that belong to him. And we're his children this morning. I'm glad we've got a Father. My Heavenly Father resides in heaven this morning. And he's got a son named Jesus. And he's going to come back one day and get all of his bride. those that's been born in the family of God. We're sons of God and heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus. And then one day we're going to see Him that's taking care of us today. You may think you're doing pretty good, but I'm telling you, your fate rests and your health and your everything else rests in the hand of God. And I'm glad He takes care of those that are His this morning. I'm glad of knowing who, I know in whom I believe, and I'm persuaded that He's able to keep that that I've committed unto Him against that day. I've got safety, I've got security, I've got solace in knowing that my sins have been forgiven and they're gone. God don't remember them anymore. I remember them, but God don't, and we're forgiven. And we're cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad to be a part of His family today. Good to be saved this morning. Amen. Thank God for redemption. We have another song now. Hope be a blessing to you this morning as they sing.
Shadows of first delight. He hideth my life in the depths of his love. And covers me there with his hand.
Amen. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 this morning, Hebrews chapter 11, we've been trying to preach about faith out of Hebrews 11. And certainly that's a treasure in Hebrews chapter 11 when talking about faith. Without faith, the Bible said, it's impossible to please Him. And it's all by faith this morning. We trust Him because of faith. And we come down to verse 29 of Hebrews chapter 11. We've been talking about Abraham and Moses. And, of course, deliverance from Egypt that brought them out of Egypt. And it was by faith. And, of course, his life was governed by faith. Even from a child, his parents had faith and they believed God. But in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 29, the Bible said, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do, were drowned. And so we've been talking about faith. We actually tried to cover some of this on Wednesday night at the church, but I want us to look at it this morning. Now, faith finalizes our deliverance, and that's what he's talking about here in Hebrews 11:29 about Moses and the Israelites. Faith finalized their deliverance. They went through the Red Sea. They left Egypt, and thank God for that. Egypt, a type of the world. And, of course, there's the Red Sea that it took faith to get across to the other side, finalizing our deliverance. That's exactly what happens to us when we get born again. God saves us out of Egypt and puts us in His hands, and we're following Him and we're guiding Him. And He brings us through that Red Sea, that thing that was on each side of us, the world. And so there's only thing that's got power over the things of this world is the blood of Jesus Christ. And so it's the salvation of God. And he told them there in the book of Exodus, chapter 14 and verse 13, he said, stand still and see the salvation of God. When they came to that Red Sea, they saw the salvation of God accomplished there, redeeming them from the land of Egypt, bringing them out of the land of destruction and the land of sin, and delivering them into the land of God, into Canaan's land, on their way to Canaan's land. Thank God for that. So we as they come through that, of course, we find that that Israel, of course, the deliverance was finalized by their faith. They got across because of their faith. And that's when we get born again and we get across that Red Sea, there's naturally, he said, fear not, don't be afraid. He's talking about that in Hebrews. I'm talking about rather Exodus chapter 14. And so we find that that they finalized their deliverance because of their faith. In Exodus chapter 14 and verse 13, the Bible said, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Don't be afraid. Fear ye not. And there's no fear for salvation. Amen. I tell you, it's just trust in God. Hey, the only fear I felt when I got born again was the fear that I was going to hell. I wanted to stay out of the fire. Amen. I wanted to be delivered from the fire. And I didn't even think about a mansion. I didn't even know about much about a mansion. I didn't much know much about heaven, but I knew one thing. I didn't want to go to hell, and I was lost without God. And when I turned my heart by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, God saved me by His grace. And there was no fear there. I wasn't afraid of God in that instant. I just wanted deliverance. And Moses said to the people, "Fear ye not, stand still. I want you to stop, and I want you to look and listen to what's being done in your life and see the salvation of God, the salvation of the Lord, which He will show you today. Now, for the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And so delivered from our sins by the blood and the power of God." That's what got them out of Egypt. I was the blood applied to the doorposts, to the lintels, and the deliverance came when by faith they obeyed the Lord and headed out of the land, got to the land, to the Red Sea. And there they, by faith, was led across as on dry ground, the Bible said. There was no hindrances on deliverance. Egypt was behind them. Pharaoh was behind them. And they were about to be broken from the control of Pharaoh. Amen. I'm telling you, when we get saved by the grace of God, God delivers us from the power of sin. All the sin that's a hold of our lives before that we get saved by the grace of God. That sin that was before our lives, brother, the power of that sin is broken. No, we're not away from the presence of sin. We're all around it today. Sin's everywhere. But I'm telling you one thing. We do know this, that greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world. And so we've got deliverance by faith. We find that we've been delivered, finalized, our redemption completed by faith. It all started by faith, and it ends by faith. Amen. And that by grace through faith he is saved, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we've got deliverance from the sin today, and that God forgives us and promptly forgets that sin. But I'm telling you one thing, the Bible tells us today that we're living in a body of sin. Amen. And Paul said, "All who shall deliver me from this body of death, this soul that we live in, that's in us today, is saved and perfect in the sight of God. Our soul is saved." Amen. Man, but our bodies have not been delivered yet, and we're living in a finite and a fleshly body in our lives today, and we're subject to sin. He made provisions for that when He said in the book of 1 John, He commands us not to sin. Oh, yes. But if you do, you've got an advocate with the Father, and that's Jesus Christ the righteous. But these men, these people, their faith was finalized when they by faith they walked across that Red Sea. Faith finalized their deliverance. Red Sea in Egypt had no more control over them, had no more control with them, and they were broken from the control of Egypt when they crossed that Red Sea with the power of God. Of course, the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. They had to try to get across and try to catch them, but I'm telling you, they were destroyed by the hand of an almighty God. And that brother broad God brings us that deliverance and finalizes our deliverance by faith. And brother, we're free from the power of sin. No longer could Pharaoh tell them to make the bricks. No longer could Pharaoh tell them how that they were to live. No longer could he do that. Why? Because they'd been finalized by faith, and their deliverance from the power of sin. And the presence of sin is always there, but the power of it, and the greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. We've got deliverance from that sin today. And all this unholy transaction takes place there, and from death unto life. And that's what happened when we got born again. We were delivered from death unto life, and that God finalizes that because of our faith. Amen. Thank God for our faith today. And God dealt to every man a measure of faith, and gives you enough faith to get saved by, and brings about your deliverance through that
faith from the control and the power of Egypt and the sin that's upon our lives before that we got born again. He delivers from that. I've got somebody in me today that's greater than he that's in the world. We got the ability to walk with God today if we just follow the directions of God and His Word, grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord, and brother, be faithful to the house of God, hear the preaching of the Word of God, subject ourselves to the will of God, and brother, we can live in this life above reproach and get our sins taken care of every day, and then that when we do fail and we do falter, and sometimes we fail to do something in sin, he that knoweth to do good doeth it not, to him it is sin, and there's forgiveness for all of that, and they just confess it to God. But I'm telling you, the power of that sin's broken upon the lives of those that have been redeemed by the grace of God, and you don't have to go on in your sins. And today, after you've been saved, you can confess them to God. He'll forgive you for it, and the power of sin is broken because of the redemption of our souls today. Ain't it good to be born again this morning? Isn't it good to go to God with those things that bothers us every day? Isn't it good to get our feet cleansed every day? Wash our feet in the Word of God every day. Get ourselves cleansed from the failures and the sins of our everyday life and the contamination that's in this whole world today. It makes you feel so dirty and so unclean many times. But then you get to God, and then you get it to God, and you'll find the presence of God takes your fear away. And brother, we've got deliverance because of that precious blood that was shed on Calvary. And thank God for deliverance this morning. Faith finalizes our deliverance, and we're born again, saved by the grace of God. And that Egypt has been taken care of in the Red Sea. Egypt no longer can get a hold of the Israelites, and that Pharaoh has no more control over them. It's done with. It's finished. And brother, he finalized that when he parted the waters of the Red Sea. There was a wall of water standing up on the one side of them, a wall of water standing up on the other side of them. And brother, those millions of people crossed over on dry ground, delivered because of the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. And brother, that's what brought deliverance unto them. Any good to be saved this morning? And brother, crossing over, finalized by our faith, and we stand today redeemed, and by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we can look the devil in the face today and say, I've been washed in the blood, and my sins are gone, I've been delivered, and I'm going home one of these days. Why do we do that? By faith. And this great book in Hebrews chapter 11 speaks of that faith. By faith we live for God. And you want faith means? It means trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I'm glad we got deliverance today. Thank God for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Thank God we've got a deliverance because of that precious blood today. Praise God for it. Listen, it's by the blood today. It's by the blood today. Thank God for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you. It's our prayer until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.